Good evening. Welcome to our annual talent night. We've got a nice variety of performances ready for you this evening. I think our kids are going to have a good time entertaining you. Most importantly, they're going to glorify God with the talents that He's given them. We're going to have some hosts running the show this evening. They are Katie, Kylie, and Jacob. So I'm going to turn it over to our hosts. Let's welcome them with a round of applause.
Lion's Got Talent. You've probably heard of the popular TV show America's Got Talent. Does the name Darcy Lynn Farmer sound familiar? She's a 12-year-old ventriloquist who won the 2017 season of America's Got Talent. What a talented young lady.
Our St. Mark's Lions got talent, and tonight they're going to showcase a variety of their God-given talents. Our participants have worked hard to prepare their performances and are looking forward to entertaining you. To keep you on your toes this evening, we're going to ask you trivia questions about famous talented Americans between performances. Everyone who answers a question correctly can stop by the kitchen for a piece of candy.
And now for our first trivia question. This charismatic and courageous Virginian led our country in its fights for independence from Great Britain in the late 1700s. Anybody? This charismatic and courageous Virginian led our country in its fight for independence from Great Britain in the late 1700s. No. Hannah. Correct. George Washington. Without any more delay, I'm pleased to introduce our first act of the night. Our choir club singing Jump on Josie and You Can't Stop a Beat. Let's hear it for our choir club.
Thank you. Thank you.
civil rights leader is famous for his "I Have a Dream" speech? Name.
Martin Luther King.
Correct. Our next performance is by Emily Stites, and she's doing a mime act.
Today I will be doing a two-room house mime act demonstration.
Thank you.
16th President of the United States led our country through the Civil War and is famous for his Gettysburg Address, named Our next performer is Sarah Vosburgh doing a vocal solo fight song.
Yeah. especially how it is. Now, I'll wear your cards. But this should be mine.
Three of cards.
And that is what it is. Now, just to make sure I'm not cheating, all the cards are different, as you can see. Now I want you to look at your cards and say exactly when you're correct.
Thank you.
night performances. For example, it would be hard to showcase one's basketball skills on the stage. But some of these students also desperately wanted to be a part of the action at Talent Night, and that's when this happens.
This is going to be painful for all of us, but it'll be less painful for you if you get on your feet and do it with us.
Yes!
We're all going to look like idiots for the next 3 minutes.
Guitar solo called Judge.
Yeah! Like how a single word can make a whole
arguably the best basketball player to have ever laced up his shoes, won 6 championships with the Chicago Bulls.
Michael Jordan!
Michael Jordan is correct. And the next act up is Jarrett Bauer doing piano solo to Dance the Irish.
Cowboy, known as the Duke, starred in movies such as The Searchers and True Grit. Name him.
John Wayne!
Correct, John Wayne. Our next performance is by Sarah and Madison Vosberg, joined with Gwen Falgene, and they are doing a vocal trio named It's Raining Tacos.
Steven Spielberg. That is correct. Next up, we have Richard and Beata Peppercorn doing a vocal duet to Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
popular TV sitcom from 1988 to 1998?
Yes, Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld is correct. Speaking of Jerry Seinfeld, I think that's him coming on the stage now. Next up is Scott Covey doing a Jerry Seinfeld stand-up comedy.
Hey, buddy. So men, they like to use tools, they like to use drills, you know, all that stuff. And so when men hear of something that needs to be worked on, they come out like zombies, just mindlessly wishing for wood or screws. And so when they hear a drill, it's like a dog whistle, they're like... And so they go to the living room curtain and they open it. Honey, I think Joe's working on something over there. So they go over and they don't actually help the guy, they just ask him meaningless questions. So, your name's Joe. Tell me about that. See, because men like to feel involved. When they just like to sit around and watch work being done, that's how they feel like they're involved in the situation. Because that's what men like to do. That's why they had to put the fences around the construction sites. And if it wasn't for those holes, we'd be climbing the fences. Using a steel girder down there? Yeah, that'll hold. So construction's a very dangerous job. But don't worry, if you get injured, there is laundry detergent that can remove blood stains. Blood stains, is this a priority for anyone? If you have a t-shirt with blood stains on it, I don't think laundry is your number one priority at the moment. Might want to get the giant piece of metal sticking out of your chest first. So those men, they like to eat. Now, I'm not a foodie. I don't go, oh, it's too rare. Oh, it's too salty. Just be quiet and eat it. I mean, I've eaten rolls off dinner plates in hotel hallways at 2 a.m. in the morning. That's not a joke. This is my life. Who would poison those? I mean, what? It's some bread rolls in a hotel hallway at 2 a.m. in the morning. Now those construction workers, they don't have a sense of fashion. What boggles me is that the Revolutionary War ended with one of the worst fashion crazes ever: wigs. Now what man fighting a war would go, okay, do I have my bullets? Do I have my bobby pins? If I die, is my wig on straight? But I know when it went out of style, when the mirror was invented. I don't know what man would ever be powdering up a thing of horsehair on his head going, alright, let's go talk to the ladies. Thank you, you've all been a great audience. That's the show. Let's give one more round of applause to all of our performers. Inside your program on the right side, there's some words of thanks. Thank you, students, for all the hard work that you put into this. Thank you, hosts, for keeping things moving. Parents and music teachers for encouraging them in the development of their God-given talents and hearing the same song over and over and over again. I'm looking forward to the Russian whatever song not being played in my house anymore. Audience, thanks for your participation. Audience, I saw cameras out when the knuckleheads were doing their thing on the stage.
Yeah.
That doesn't leave the room. What happens in the Lion's Den at Talent Night stays in the Lion's Den at Talent Night. It's already out there. Third through sixth grade parents, thanks for bringing some treats this evening. Pause committee serving them in the kitchen. And then on your way out, please stick around and enjoy some treats and some fellowship. If you have a little bit of time to help us stack these chairs, that'll help us get a jump start on tearing things down. Thanks for coming again. Have a great weekend.